Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Mayor, Matt Gordon, here for the first time since taking over his mayoralship. So thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, for being on.
You bet, Coltrane. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Well, let's see. For the first ever interview that you've had with us in your official capacity as Jefferson Mayor, just give us a little bit of the rundown about how the job's been going so far.
Yeah, it's been going great. You know, kind of learning the ropes. The transition has been good with Craig leaving. He was very gracious and passed on a lot of good information to me. Working with Mike, you know, being a council member previously, I'm familiar with a lot of the folks, and it's been a pretty smooth transition getting together with Mike and some Dave Moreland and Mark Klaus and the guys. We're, you know, working together well and just trying to get a grasp on having a different leader in. Things are going well.
Well, let's talk about some of those goals and aspirations. Everybody should have some kind of aspect that they aspire to when they take over an office such as you have this year. Can you share with us maybe some short-term goals that maybe you'd like to see accomplished here within the first year of your four-year term?
Right. So one of my goals is to figure out our PD retention problem and get that remedied for the most part here in the first year. And also I'd like to, you know, try to work on the city buildings that we own, the ones around the square that we own, get those finished up this year in 2020. That's something I've been working with Nick Sorensen on, trying to set a goal of 2020 being the year, whether we need to get architects out and get plans done and have more contractors get in. But I would really like to see those buildings pretty well finished up this year and ready for some owners to dive into them.
Been recently reported by Chief Mark Klaus himself that there's been 180% turnover rate in five officer positions within the last 3 years. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and maybe if you have an idea of how you'd like to see that get a little bit better under control so we can stop having bodies get turned over in that department?
Yeah, so part of the equation is wages. There's no doubt about that. You know, the sheriff's department seen a need to raise wages and for them, and it's hard when you have a sheriff's department job come open and it pays about $10,000 more not to take a look at that, you know, to walk across the hall. We're on the bottom edge of the pay scale for compared cities of our size and what we do. I really think there's no doubt that the level of crime and busyness of our police department has increased over time. You know, as you know from your reporting, that there's always something new going on, everything from drugs getting mailed in and dealt to just your regular run-of-the-mill crime. But a lot of that takes investigation. You know, it's not just a simple pull somebody over and give them a traffic ticket. So that's where your retention becomes very important. You need those officers that have been through the academy. They have some experience. They're seasoned, you know, so they can be fully capable of doing the investigations need to be done with some of these crimes that are going on. And when we have a turnover rate that is just astronomical, it's hard. And that puts a strain on the people that have been there and the management to be able to continue to get the job done while training new people. It brings morale down when people are leaving. You know, you got to start back over with training. We've got a great group of officers there, and we'd love to keep them all. The wage is part of the equation. Another part of it is, you know, just working on relationships, the appreciation. All of our city workers are very, very valuable. You know, you've got the PD and the public works. And, you know, the city can't function without them. But I do believe that public safety has to be priority one. And part of that is figuring out how do we fix the retention. Now, this has been going on for 3 years. This isn't something that just popped up. We did try the incentive program. That didn't seem to be the cure for it. So at that time, we were looking at wages, but anytime, you know, something's going to cost some money, it's hard to get with the program and to fall in line with it. But at this point in time, I don't think we have a choice. It's a priority. We need to really look at the wages, look at what we're doing to retain people. It's easy for these bigger cities to come in and snatch out our people that pay off their contracts and after we get them through academy and then we start over. And that's tough on us. Now, we're never going to be able to be an Urbandale or a Waukee as far as pay and what they offer. But what we can do is we can offer an average wage for the state of Iowa for our police officers, and we can provide a great city to work in. You know, again, I'll say that it's you're not just going to be writing tickets and things like that. There's going to be police work, some investigations. You know, you can make a career of being here, and that's what we want. We want people to come to Jefferson, Iowa, and make a career of being a law enforcement officer.
Now, looking a little bit further down the road, and those are some lofty goals to hopefully get accomplished here within this first year of your term, but do you have any longer-term goals that you'd like to see in that full first-year term, or first-time term?
Yeah, I'd like to see more civic engagement, definitely. Okay. The council and myself, we represent the people of Jefferson. We hear from a lot of times a select group on certain topics, and then the silent majority, they remain silent. Well, I'd like to have more public engagement, and it's hard to expect everybody to make it to a city council meeting, and it's hard to expect them to make it to committee meetings. A lot of times those committee meetings are at odd hours, you know, at noon, where it's very hard to make it to. So we got to find other ways to make sure that we're getting the information out to the public. You know, we try through Facebook, you know, there's the website. There are things like that that we are doing to try to get more public involvement. But there's other things we're looking at. I'm looking at Polco, which is a survey company. There is a fee to that, so I would definitely have to find the grant money or the funds to be able to pull that off. But sure, that company will poll the public, and you have to verify when you get in there where you're from, so it's not polling people from outside of your representation area. And you can do, you know, polls of different kinds to find out not only do they support what we're doing on this or do they not support it, but also they can give feedback, you know, hear from that silent majority a little bit more to make sure that we're doing the things that they would like and not just serving a select group of people.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Jefferson Mayor Matt Gordon joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.